Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. What a session today. Bulls certainly seemed to find plenty of reasons to run.
They absolutely did. Broad-based buying, S&P 500 even kissing 6,100 right before the close. Lots of green on the screen.
So what were the main tailwinds? It felt like a confluence of factors.
Definitely. First, President Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Iran provided a huge sigh of relief. Geopolitical risk dialed down, and the market loved it.
And oil prices, they just plummeted, right?
Plummeted is the word. WTI, crude down another 6.1% to $64.46 a barrel. That's a big move from over $78 just yesterday. That certainly helped the bullish case, taking pressure off inflation concerns.
Speaking of inflation, Treasury yields also dipped. What was the story there?
We saw weaker than expected consumer confidence for June. And importantly, a drop in 12-month inflation expectations within that report. So the 2-year note yield down 2 basis points to 3.81%, and the 10-year also down 2, settling at 4.30%.
Got it. And Fed Chair Powell was on the Hill today. Any fireworks?
Not really fireworks, more like comfort food, as the summary put it. He acknowledged tariffs could push up prices, but he also sounded pretty open-minded. He conceded that inflation could be cooler than expected, which might mean the Fed could cut rates sooner. Markets love that kind of flexibility.
So that dovish tilt, combined with the de-escalation overseas, really fueled the buying.
Precisely. And we saw it across the board. Mega caps, semis, but also high beta and small cap stocks outperformed. Advancers led decliners by nearly 3-1 on the MYSE and even better on the NASDAQ.
Let's talk sectors. Who were the stars and who lagged?
Information technology was a beast. Up 1.6%, really powered by those semis. NVIDIA, for instance, up over 2.5%. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index surged 3.8%. It's up a staggering 27.4% for the quarter.
Wow, that's a massive run for semis. What else did well?
Financials up 1.5%, communication services 1.4%, and healthcare 1.2%. On the flip side, energy was the big loser, down 1.5%. Obviously hit by that crude oil collapse. Consumer staples also barely dipped into the red.
Interesting. The WaveWriter AI report also noted a tilt towards defensive sectors like XLU and XLP over the past month, despite today's risk-on move. XLF, the financials, was flagged as weak, struggling near lows in that 30-day view, even though it had a good day today.
Yeah, that's a good point. Today's strength in financials is a positive sign, but the longer-term chart for XLF might still need some repair. The market sentiment analysis also showed SPY and QQQ in a consolidation phase recently, with decreasing volume, kind of a lull before a potential breakout. VXX, the volatility index, is low, suggesting complacency, but we always need to be wary of sudden shifts.
So what are the key levels traders should be watching for SPY and QQQ based on that analysis?
For SPY, resistance is pegged around $607.50, with support at $605. For QQQ, keep an eye on $540.50 as resistance and $538 for support. A breach of these could signal the next leg.
Good levels to have on the radar. Now, any specific earnings that caught your eye today?
Carnival, CCL, had an encouraging full-year outlook, which helped sentiment. That stock was up almost 7%. And TD Synnex, SNX, is an interesting one. They beat on Q2 EPS and revenue.
Right. SNX is a good bellwether for enterprise tech spending, isn't it?
Exactly. They distribute IT products. The stock initially traded lower but recovered during the call. They saw strength across regions and technologies, especially software, virtualization, and the PC refresh cycle. Importantly, they calmed nerves about their hyperscaler segment, Hive, which had seen a demand shortfall last quarter. Seeing Hive grow billings in the high teens was a big relief.
So SNX bodes well for tech spending heading into the full earnings season next month?
It seems to. They noted software continues to be really strong, public cloud growing double digits. Even networking is finally seeing growth after some weak quarters. It's a positive signal, for sure.
Okay, let's shift to some actionable ideas. The WaveWriter AI report highlighted some continuation breakouts. What's on that list?
All right, for continuation plays, ALNY is looking strong. It's showing upward pressure with increased trading volume. Support levels are around $323, $322, and $320.50. Resistance is at $325.50, $326.50, and $328. Expecting a potential breakout above $326, with price targets of $326 and $328 within the next couple of days. An ideal entry might be near $323.50 support, with a stop loss at $320.
Sounds like a plan. What else?
AMLX is another one. Consistent gains. Bullish candlestick formations. Support is at $6.44, $6.32, and $6.20. Resistance, $6.58, $6.65, $6.75. The trajectory looks upward. Breaking past $6.58 could target $6.75 in about 3 days. Entry near $6.44 support. Stop at $6.30.
And FSLR in the energy sector, but solar specifically?
Yes, First Solar. Despite broader energy weakness, FSLR is showing consolidation and looks poised for a breakout, especially with sectoral trends in solar. Support, $150.05, $152, $153. Resistance, $153.50, $154.60, $156. We're looking for a breakout above $153.50, targeting $156 within 3 days if volume spikes. Entry around $152.50 for a momentum play. Stop at $150.
The SA Tuesday report also had ARM on its continuation watch list. Any thoughts there?
ARM continues to be a leader in its space. Definitely one to watch for follow-through if the semi-strength persists. That report, by the way, showed a short-term bearish signal with more sellers than buyers today. But longer-term indicators like percentage of stocks above their 50-day moving average were still bullish, albeit with a quote caution flag. So a bit of a mixed signal there.
Interesting. Now how about anticipation setups? The ANTS breakout report flagged a few names.
Right, for anticipation, AAOI in the tech sector looks interesting. It's shown strong trading activity and volatility, suggesting potential for short-term upward moves. Support levels are $23, $22.84, and $22.50. Resistance at $23.39, $23.53, and $24. The idea is consolidation with $23 as a pivot, potentially moving to $23.40 if volume holds. Entry near $23, stop at $22.84.
Okay, AAOI. What else is on the ANTS list?
LYV, Live Nation. It showed a strong finish with closing near daily highs, suggesting continuation. Support, $148, $147.50, $146.80. Resistance, $148.70, $149.20, $150. Price targets are $149 and $150 if volume supports. Entry could be near $148.10 after a potential pullback, with a stop at $147.50.
And a couple more from that report?
HCA in healthcare. It's shown consistent, institutionally driven buying. Support at $377, $376.50, $375.50. Resistance, $379.20, $380, $381. Consolidation above $378 could lead to a test of $380. Targets are $379.70 and $380.50. Entry near $377.50 if it holds. Stop at $376.50.
And a financial name?
JPM. Financial sector stability, closing near the day's high. Support, $281.50, $281.20, $280.80. Resistance, $282.70, $283, $283.50. Looking for a bullish trend continuation above $282.50, targeting $283 and $283.50. Entry near $281.90 with confirming volume. Stop at $281.30.
The SA Tuesday report also had CVNA on its anticipation watch list. That's a volatile name.
It is, and that's why it's on an anticipation list. If it gets going, it can really move. Definitely needs careful watching for a setup, volume confirmation, and tight risk management if a trader decides to play it.
Good point. That same report advised focusing on momentum names in consumer discretionary and tech with strong volume, but being cautious on energy stocks given the crude sell-off. And, of course, tight stops.
Absolutely. And avoid chasing late-day rallies without confirmation on volume and breadth. Prudent advice.
Let's do some quick hits on other news. Any notable upgrades or downgrades today?
Sure. On the upgrade side, Electronic Arts EA was upgraded to buy at Roth. Lyft, LYFT, to buy at TD Cowen. Make My Trip, MMYT, to outperform at Macquarie. On the downgrade front, Advance Auto Parts, AAP, cut to sell at Goldman. Alibaba, BABA, to neutral at Arete. Dollar General, DG, also to neutral, from buy at Goldman. And RH, formerly Restoration Hardware, downgraded to sell at Goldman, so some big names getting hit there.
Definitely some significant calls. Anything else on the general news front that traders should be aware of?
Well, the Israel-Iran ceasefire seems to be holding for now, which is key. There's also talk of the Senate nearing an agreement on a $40,000 state and local tax deduction cap. And, as we mentioned, Fed Chair Powell testifies before the Senate Banking Committee tomorrow. That's the big one everyone will be watching.
Right, his semi-annual monetary policy report. That will be crucial for near-term direction, especially any hints about July rate cuts.
Exactly. The market is clearly leaning towards a more dovish Fed, so any deviation from that could cause some jitters. The essay report specifically mentioned watching for volatility spikes around Powell's testimony.
So, to wrap up, the market had a strong day on a mix of geopolitical relief, falling oil and yields, and Powell's somewhat comforting tone. Tech and semis led the charge.
That's the gist. Consolidation in the broader indices like SPY and QQQ recently, but with potential for a breakout. Key levels are in play. Defensive sectors had been showing relative strength over the past month, so it's a bit of a tug of war between risk-on and risk-off underlying currents.
And for tomorrow, all eyes on Fed Chair Powell. Lots of individual stock setups to watch, both continuation and anticipation plays, but always with an eye on risk management.
Couldn't have said it better. Stay nimble, watch those levels, and be ready for Powell. And keep an eye on that VXX low volatility can breed complacency, but it can also be the quiet before a move.
Excellent insights. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Next Day Prep. We'll see you next time. Have a great trading day tomorrow, everyone.